You're listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 449. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome back to another podcast episode with me, your host, Ange from Angela Henderson Consulting. And today we're diving into something that still makes most business owners squirm, aka money. Specifically, the $100,000 I spent in just the last 10 days from my bank account. Now, before you think I've lost the plot, let me clarify. This wasn't a luxury shopping spree or a Bali blowout. This was behind the scenes cost of running a big, purpose-driven business. In those 10 days, I've paid out the rest of my entire Bali retreat that needed to be paid out. I also had to pay out for my upcoming 3-day Women in Business conference that is happening this week. I've had to pay out my quarterly taxes. I've also had to pay team, staff, and even the deposit for my 2026 conference, because we've already locked that in and we've got speakers already starting to get locked in for that event. So yes, $100,000 cash have left my bank account, and I'm completely at peace with it. Because this time there's no panic, no guilt, no scarcity spiral, just calm, clarity, and complete neutrality. And that's what I want to talk about today, money neutrality, the energetics of holding and circulating wealth, and the practices that have allowed me to go from leaking money constantly to confidently managing six figures moving through my business with ease and trust. Now, if you told me a few years ago that I would spend 100K plus in 1 week and feel completely calm, I would have laughed. Because back then, I couldn't hold money. I could make it, yes. I've always been good at generating money, but I couldn't keep it. It would come in and with days, it would be gone. I'd justify every dollar I spent. The team needed this. The business needed this. The kids needed this, blah, blah, blah. But underneath it all, I didn't know how to hold money. I didn't feel safe with it just sitting in my account. And I remember sitting at my desk one night looking at my account after a big client payment had come. And I should have felt proud, but instead I felt uncomfortable as fuck. Like it was a ticking time clock. My nervous system was saying, move it before it disappears. And that's the thing most business owners don't talk about. Money problems aren't about numbers. They're about nervous system regulation and safety. And if your body doesn't feel safe holding money, you will be unconsciously wanting to get rid of it, overspending, overinvesting, overgiving, just to return to what it feels like to be in that familiar state. And you see, what shifted this for me was my weekly money day. Everything changed when I created this one simple ritual. And that is every week, the same time, typically, unless I'm traveling, same day, I sit down with my money. And for me, that is Tuesday. I open my accounts, review my expenses, look at what's coming in, look at what's going out. It's called profit first allocations. And I had to be okay with looking at those numbers, understanding those numbers, playing around with those numbers, right? And this ritual completely changed my relationship with money. It trained my nervous system to see money as something safe, stable, and consistent. It took the mystery and emotion out of money and replaced it with rhythm and trust. Now, when I log into my accounts every Tuesday, there's no fear, just neutrality. I know exactly where my money's going. I know what's working. I know what's growing. And that consistency created capacity, because the more we look at money without judgment, the safer our body feels holding it. That weekly practice built my money maturity, not through mindset affirmations, but through grounded action. And the deeper layer to all of this was learning that money is just energy, not emotion. Money isn't good or bad. It's not moral or personal. It's neutral. It simply amplifies whatever energy it moves through. When it moves through fear, it amplifies scarcity. When it moves through trust, it amplifies abundance. When it moves through purpose, it amplifies impact. And now when I send payments to my team, to venues, or to the tax office, I don't see it as money leaving. I see it as money circulating, doing its job. Because money that moves with intention always comes back multiplied. Back in the day, money, like I said, wasn't a positive thing for me at all. Back then, money was my trigger. Now, money is my teacher. Back then, I let money control my emotions. Now, I let money reveal my growth. Back in the day, I avoided looking at my accounts. Now I schedule time with my money every Tuesday, like a meeting with someone I respect. This, in my opinion, is the difference between financial anxiety and financial maturity. Not how much you earn, but how safely you can hold what you already have. Now, there also is a body component to this. And what I mean by that is money isn't just about mindset work. It's about our body. So when I move or make money, I pause, we'll try to take a deep breath and just sit in that feeling of my body that it's safe, because safety creates capacity and capacity creates wealth. The more that your body feels safe holding money, the easier it is to grow, circulate it, and attract more of it. You know, what is the true meaning of wealth, I ask you? Wealth to me isn't about just having money in your account. Wealth is about being able to hold energy, to hold uncertainty, risk, and expansion without collapsing. Wealth is knowing that when money leaves your account, it's working for you. It's investing in people, purpose, and the future that you are creating. And here's the thing, wealth isn't just financial. It's time wealth, relationship wealth, mental and emotional wealth. It's physical and spiritual wealth. When you expand your capacity to hold wealth in one area, it ripples across to the other areas. And you might be asking, Ange, this is all well and good that this looks like for you, but what does it look like with the clients? You know, inside of my mastermind, my one-on-one partnerships, and across all my client work, we do go deep on both. We look at what's really happening financially. We look at people's pricing, profit margins, team costs, cash flow. We explore why certain patterns keep showing up around money. For some women, it's undercharging. For others, it's over-delivering. And for many, it's simply not knowing their numbers well enough to make powerful CEO-level decisions. So I work with them through those money stories and blocks, the fear of success, the guilt of earning more, the patterns of overspending or avoiding, and we rebuild solid foundations for profit and scale. Because when you understand your numbers and feel safe with money, scaling becomes easeful and sustainable. And for me, watching women shift from, I hope this works, to I know exactly what's coming in and where it's going, is one of the most powerful transformations there is in business. This isn't just about money. It's about emotional freedom, leadership maturity, and creating a business that builds real wealth in every sense of the word. So if you want to start building your own money neutrality, start small. Every week, choose your money day. Sit down with your accounts, pay your bills with gratitude, allocate your profit, thank your money for what it's making things possible. And every time money leaves your account, take a deep breath and say, money moves through me with ease and it always returns multiplied. Because that's how you rewire your relationship with money, not through hustle, but through consistency, safety, and trust. So I want you to take a moment and reflect. What's your current relationship with money? How does your body feel when you look at your bank accounts? Do you see money as something that leaves or something that circulates? What would change if you brought more neutrality, gratitude, and rhythm into your money habits each and every week? Let those answers land before rushing into the next thing, because awareness always comes before transformation. And this is coming from someone whose parents filed bankruptcy not once, but twice. I had to move all the way from Canada down to Albuquerque, New Mexico, leave my friends and everything because my parents had blown everything. I remember driving across the Canadian border and we were in this old, like I reckon it was like a 1980s car. It was beat up. There was no aircon. The weather was getting hotter the further south we got. And I just remember sobbing and crying. So again, this is why it's really hard for me, or it was hard for me to hold money, because I just saw my parents lose it. They lost everything and I didn't want that. So it was better for me to just spend the money than it was to hold the money. Now I'm so grateful that I've been able to change that pattern. So yes, I spent $100,000 plus in the last 10 days, and I'm so proud of it because every dollar had purpose. Every dollar was tied to service, people, and future impact. Every dollar I spent is already on its way back amplified. Money is no longer something I chase or fear. It's something I partner with. Money moves when you trust it. Wealth expands when you can hold it, and freedom grows when you stay grounded enough to see both sides of the flow, what comes in and what goes out without panic. I hope this episode has given you a little bit of insight in regards to money, spending money, holding money, patterns you might have, getting curious about money on a weekly basis, letting those numbers into your nervous system to where it starts to feel neutral. It starts to feel positive. And if you have any questions about how I might be able to support you in this, please make sure to head to angelahenderson.com.au. You can book a discovery call in. We can talk about my mastermind, one-on-one, VIP days, Bali, conferences, whatever way of working with me will help you to become better with money and to scale accordingly. I'd love to chat. Again, my website is angelahenderson.com.au. But for now, have an amazing day. And I look forward to you joining me again for another awesome podcast episode next week. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.